I'm Ed Manning. I work in the shop in your Geophysical Institute, but I have quite a past that goes way back before that. In 1974, I went to work at the Naval Arctic Research Laboratory in Barrow, and this is where I first ran into people from the Geophysical Institute. Some of these people that were up there were Jack Mellor, before any of you ever knew him, Lou Shapiro, Tom Gosink, Willie Weeks, Elton Thomas came up there, and Dr. Otake. Any of you remember Dr. Otake?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Otake had these gorgeous little instrument packages built like a Swiss watch with incredible intricacy in them. And he would fly those on a balloon, and at a given time, a window would open up, a microscope slide would come out, catch the ice crystals for a certain period of time, bring it back into his instrument, and he would pull his balloon down and take his slide back and study it. Now, Dr. Otake was a favorite researcher when he came to Barrow, because he would always give us these wonderful presentations and seminars on what ice crystals did to light in the atmosphere and explain sun dogs and light shooting straight up from car lights that you see at night, and made it very interesting. At the same time I was up there, we had a director by the name of Warren Denner, and Warren Denner was very concerned because there had been a very nasty shooting incident out at the Ice Island T3. So he implemented a very strict gun policy, and I was in charge of orienting everybody in gun safety when they came up there. Well, one day, Dr. Otake came to the scientific stockroom, and he was very excited, and he had to have a gun. But he hadn't been through our orientation, and our stockroom person, who was my first wife at the time, couldn't give him one. I happened to be walking through the hall, and she called me over, and Dr. Otake was getting more excited and a little more adamant all the time. He really needed a gun, and so I was asking him, you know, what he needed the gun for, and he was hesitant to say why he needed a gun.